You good? Good to see you too.
Amen.
2020 is 2020. Amen. You know, in 2020, 2020, even God got a 2020 sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody got to go here. Why not us? Well, good evening.
Good evening.
And I hope all of you enjoyed a wonderful holiday. We have, I think, two shots at this. So tonight we're going to look in chapter number 17, which talks about the sixth stage of revival. Once again, this is catching the waves of revival. So we're going to talk about times of reformation. Times of reformation, chapter 17 in your books. And we'll try to use the last part of this class and the next class to talk about times of the revivalists, which is the final stage to catching the waves. And I think you will see that times of the revivalists is Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. personified.
Yes, sir.
Everything that you see him doing is that book captures it. So let's go, sir.
The times of reformation.
The times of reformation
has to do with reforming the structure.
Has to do with reforming the structure.
Purpose and belief system of the church.
The purpose and the belief system, notice that, of the church. In other words, what are we talking about? A complete paradigm shift. The way we think. See, the apostolic introduces a heaven to earth government. See, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Are you listening? Of the increase of his government. And came there shall be no end. Are you listening?
Yes,
the kingdom of our God is called to subdue all the kingdoms of the world.
Yes,
that's why we got to get rid of, see, I hate to say it, but I got to say it. See, the rapture, that's not apostolic. That's giving people this, like, God got to take the church out in order for something. No. The Bible says he must reign until every enemy is made his footstool. That is apostolic. Are you listening? Christ is the head of his church. We are his body. This reformation, this paradigm shift. You listening? That's why great power cometh. You see? Because you're not going to need a card. Jesus didn't have none. He didn't even have a website. I'm not saying these things we can't use to advance the kingdom. But there's nothing like when people say, come and see. You know.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
There's going to be a restoration of the apostolic structure.
There's going to be a restoration of apostolic structure.
And the church government.
And church government.
Apostolic wisdom.
Apostolic wisdom.
Is being released upon the church.
Is being released upon the church.
To help it become more committed.
To help it to become more committed.
To eternal values and purposes of God's wisdom.
To the eternal value and purposes of God's wisdom.
Is building the church to become formidable.
Is building the church to become formidable.
Fortress.
Fortress.
A formidable
fortress. It's not two separate things, class out there. A formidable fortress.
Made. Impregnable.
Made impregnable.
To satanic invasion.
Okay. To satanic invasion. Once again, the apostolic deals with this fact. And this has got to be the shift in the mindset of the church. We're not here trying to stop the devil.
Right.
Got to let that sink in. Mm-hmm. The church was never designed to stop the devil. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the church advances the mission of the kingdom. Do y'all understand that?
Yeah.
Jesus said, I'm from above, you from beneath. I live from above. I function from that apostolic realm an open heaven. You listening? That's why I could take two fish and five barley loaves and say, set all 5,000 down and tell them they can invite some more family members if they want. You listening? See, numbers in the Bible mean something. 12 is the number of government. How many baskets full did they take up? 12. You read your Bible. They had 12 apostles. They were distributing. He break, and whatever he put in there, he said, now take them, tell them take as much as they want. Could you imagine a basket that multiplied every time it passed next door? All right. Then after that, they took up the remaining fragments, 12 baskets full. That's supernatural. That's apostolic. Are you listening? Jesus is the only one to have operated in all five ministry offices. Are you listening? And you know, I don't have time to go through all of them, but you know, he was apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. So in the new covenant, when he ascended and gave gifts unto men, he said, I gave some to be. Okay, you got it? Some, not all. I gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. You got it? That does not mean that a man cannot stand in more than one. You follow what I'm saying? All right. Go ahead, sir.
The times of Reformation.
The times of Reformation.
Has to do with the reforming of the society.
Has to do with the reforming of the society.
Around us.
Around us.
The revival brings God consciousness.
The revival brings God's consciousness.
Upon the society.
Upon society.
When the revival breaks out upon society.
When the revival breaks out upon society.
Crime rates drop in that society.
Crime rates drop in that society.
Moral values are upheld as bars.
Moral values are upheld as bars. The government of the land is not the moral governor of the world. The church is. So why you get to tripping about what the government not doing? They can't legislate what's not in them. Go ahead, sir.
Moral values are upheld as bars.
Moral values are upheld as bars.
Brothels and clubs are seen closing down.
Brothels and clubs are being shut down.
Marriage is held in honor.
Marriages will be held in honor.
And family values are restored.
And family values are restored. Now, y'all, the downfall of any nation begins with the downfall of the family unit. Are you listening? That's why the Reformation is important to the church. Because the Reformation talks about a revolution. You understand? The things that they're presenting now, same-sex marriages. I don't care if they put everybody in jail. You must stick with God's original intent. Now, when people tell you, you know, that what God had joined together, let no man put asunder. Are you listening? What did God join together? He joined together a male and a female. That's how he planned it from the beginning. He never changed his mind. Johnny Cochran said, if it don't fit, you must acquit. Okay? So we as men and women of God must go back and bring people back to God's original plan. And in this day and in this generation, it's hotly contested. Because that is the biggest agenda being pushed in this earth realm. And it is designed, listen to this now, to destroy the structure of the family unit. So now you got little children raising up looking at two men talking about husband and wife. What? Two women talking about husband and wife. Baby, you ain't no husband. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Dramatic changes in lives.
Dramatic changes in lives.
Where sinners are transformed.
Where sinners are transformed.
Into holy saints.
Into holy saints. See, I know it works. I had two lesbian women on a job where I was working. You listening? But when you walk in love, see, you don't have to dog people out. I say you don't have to dog them out. You love them out. See, you don't have to put people down. You don't have to kill them. Love them out. Let them know I love you. I just don't like what you're doing. You understand? I don't agree with it. I ain't ever going to sanctify it or bless it.
Right.
I'm over here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to love you to bring you from over here to over here.
That's right. Amen.
See. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Much community work.
Much community work
and projects get organized and people begin to relate. And help each other with their respective jobs. Politicians, mayors, and even council members
Are seen dwelling more with the people. They don't just come to see you when they need a vote. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The spiritual climate
and atmosphere
over the cities are conducive
for widespread evangelistic effort. All of this happens during times of what? Reformation. And we're in it right now. Go ahead.
The times of Reformation
are also times when breakthroughs
in science, medicine, and literature
take place.
It is times when music takes place
into its relevant
mode fitting that generation.
God is progressive. You listening?
Yeah.
The sound that captured the last generation may not be the sound that captured this generation. But there is a sound. I say there is a sound. And the church got to get out of stuck. Are you listening? That's why you got to have psalmists who hear. You know, finished work. William MacDowell. Listen to it. Finished work. We're walking in a finished work. Are you listening? God released these songs to tell you this is what I'm doing. I'm trying to elevate your mind. Because see what people sing, they remember more. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Many scientific and medical breakthroughs
happens during the supernatural visitations
of God upon the society.
The times of Reformation
are times when the whole society is so deeply affected by the spiritual outpouring that their business dealings become godly.
That's what's sweeping the nation. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Wealth is made to be distributed, not hoarded.
That's right.
By the select few. Go ahead, sir.
A greater level of integrity is seen while dealing with one another. Often a higher level of sacrifice
and generosity
is seen during what?
Revival. Y'all remember Zacchaeus? Mm-hmm. Y'all listening to me?
Yes.
Yeah, Jesus was passing through. He was small fella in stature. He had to climb up a what?
Tree.
Sycamore tree. Uh-huh. When Jesus called him and told him, come down, are you listening?
Yeah.
He gonna dine at his house?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The first thing he dealt with was the money issue.
Yeah.
Now watch what he said. If any man accused me, not that I did it.
Right.
If they accuse me, I'll restore it back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's in Reformation. Money issues. Integrity with money issues line up. The tithe is not the number you write on the envelope. It's really 10% of what you got. That's okay. Okay, we won't go there. The tithe is not what you write on the envelope. It's 10% of that top figure. Okay. Okay. Well, Pastor, I believe in net tithing. Well, I don't know where you get that from. You don't have a net without a gross. And Uncle Sam is gross conscience. And he don't trust you like the church. He take it from you right off the top. Okay, go ahead.
The times of Reformation
often sees a proper distribution
of food and bare necessities to those who are less unfortunate
in society.
Society, social care
and concern
for the poor,
rates
up high during the times of Reformation.
Rates up high during times of what? Reformation. Are you listening? Go ahead. Chapter 18. The times of the revivalists.
The book of Acts
is
the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Through certain apostles.
Notice that term, through certain apostles. Through what?
Certain apostles. These men were the greatest product. Of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The miracles of healing.
Signs
and wonders
and supernatural abilities
were all overshadowed by the fact
that these ordinary men
were manifesting God in a human body.
You might write this down in John 2:11 and never forget it. This is what the church is supposed to be doing. You listening? Every sign, miracle, and wonder that Jesus did was to manifest the glory that he had with the Father before he got here. It's all about manifesting his glory. We are glory bearers, glory carriers, and glory manifestors. Go ahead, sir.
The greatest product of these end time revivals
is going to be the manifestation of these men
full of the Holy Spirit,
and of faith. Now you see, people read the book of Acts and they say, where are the days? Where are those days? How come we don't see in this generation what was in that book? Unbelief. Drifting. You listening? Depending more on medical science than trusting God. Because at the end of the day, after you get to come to the end of that pill and the doctor tell you it don't work no more, you still got to go back to the manufacturer. That's why you have to pray. Sometimes you have to choose to go through a thing. Oh, you don't hear that much. You know, sometimes you have to choose to go through it. Not to be spiritual, you have to make a decision. It's a medical practice. Are you listening? They really don't know how to get you well. And that's why you need God to step in. There's some things I could share with you. Everybody think they know this or that. They don't know the whole story. You know. Go ahead, sir.
There's no revival.
Without a revivalist.
No revival can gather momentum
without a revivalist. There can be no money cometh in the earth realm unless God sent the revivalist with money cometh. And money cometh is apostolic and prophetic because he stands in both of those offices. And God knows that this generation needs to have a revelation of wealth. So why work hard for the money when God gave you the two most powerful words in the universe concerning money? Go ahead, sir.
A revivalist. Is not just carried by a revival wave.
He's not just carried by the revival wave. He not only creates a revival wave, he is a revival wave. You know, there are people who watch things happen. What do you call them? A spectator. Come on. Okay. And there are people who cause things to happen. Who are they? Participators. Are you listening? And then they're just taters. They still singing Marvin Gaye songs. What's going on? Go ahead, sir. The revivalist, come on, pay attention now. The revivalist carries, watch this, an apostolic mantle
that helps him to organize, consolidate and establish
the believers in what God is prophetically
fulfilling today.
fulfilling today. See, if you follow Apostle Thompson enough, that prophecy he got back in 1970 was actually given to him by Gloria Copeland. Every word you just heard spoke was speaking concerning him, walking as an apostle. Go ahead, sir.
Understanding the times of the revivalists.
Understanding the times of the revivalists.
The times of the revivalists.
The times of the revivalists.
The times when a special mantle of God.
Is the times when a special mantle of God.
Anointing.
Anointing.
Will rest upon the prophetic church.
Will rest upon the prophetic church.
This mantle is called the mantle of Samuel's anointing.
This mantle is called the mantle of Samuel's anointing. Acts 3:24. Go ahead.
The prophetic anointing was brought into a new level of expression. Function and maturity. Before the days of Samuel.
The
prophetic anointing was a patriarch.
Type of anointing,
which could only be transferred through natural sonship and lineage.
Notice that term, natural sonship and lineage. Moses touched a greater measure or a greater dimension of the prophetic anointing.
God took some of his spirit.
Now pay attention to this now, because this is what God wants to do in the time of the revivalists. You heard Apostle Thompson say tonight, he's looking to duplicate himself. Are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
See, God told Moses, I'm going to take of your spirit and put upon the people. See, that's why an apostle must find sons and daughters that he can duplicate himself in. Because the original message that God gives them will never lose its power nor content. It won't be turned in another direction, turned in another way. It sticks with God's original intent and purpose. Are you listening? That's why we got to have fathers, apostolic mantles falling upon sons and daughters. Read.
God took some of his spirit
and he put it up on 70 men. Now, I'm with Apostle. Now, y'all get mad at us if you want. Now, I know we have male and females, and you read all these scriptures. There's neither male nor female in Christ. That's wonderful. That's a good statement. Are you listening? But here's something you need to know. Jesus chose 12 men. Okay, and ordain them to be what? All right, so you have that, right? You know that scripture, right? But then the question come up, he chose other 70 also. Other 70 also, right? So the question would be, well, didn't say if there were 70 men, right? But you can never interpret scripture by just reading one passage. You just read where Moses took of his spirit and put upon 70 men. You never bother to consider that Moses was a type of Christ. A prophet like unto you, Moses, I'ma raise up. And everybody got to hear him. Moses was the type in the shadow of the real Christ that was to come. Why? Why people don't read their Bible? I'm not trying to make this up, but there's a reason why. That's why you can't go in Ephesians 4:11 and try to make, up new terms, apostolicis. I'm just trying to help you. I know the Bible talks about prophetess, but I never heard of an apostolist. You see, we try to do everything that the secular world is doing, bring it into the church, and then when a man of God won't acknowledge it, then people get offended. Are you listening? That's not my issue. I'm going to stick with the Bible. If Jesus chose 12 men and did it, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, I have no issues with a female. Right. You listening? But we got to stick with biblical pattern.
Right. That's right.
Okay. That's why some people get deceived and lead people wrong and astray.
Right.
Because they want everything to fit a day.
Right.
instead of fit the Bible. That's what we stick with. That's all we know. If there's anything farther, let the Holy Ghost make it known. Okay, go ahead, sir.
God took some of Moses'
spirit
and put it upon a young man.
And put it also upon a young man,
Joshua,
who became a capable substitute for Moses. Substitute for Moses. Now, if you study, you will find out he wasn't Moses' biological son. He was Moses' minister. See, the thing I like about Apostle Thompson and his sons, and I tell people this all the time, you see, it's not enough to be a natural son, because it don't fall upon you just because it's a natural thing. It's not until natural sons recognize who their father really is that they become his spiritual sons. Now they got a double. And trust me, these young men around here packing it. They all wearing it. Are you listening? In different levels and dimensions, they all wear it. See, because of the apostolic mantle that's upon this man's life, his dedication. Are you listening? You could see it in every area, in every arena of his life. He's a true revivalist and a modern day apostle and prophet and pastor and teacher. Oh, Lord Jesus. You mean he even did evangelistic work? You got it right there. Because you can see the proof of it in his ministry. Why get mad? Get glad. Get a sandwich bag. Go ahead.
Samuel's ministry
marks a beginning of a new era
of prophetic release
and corporate leadership. The corporate, you listening?
Yeah.
Is more powerful than the local. The local get its power from the corporate. You have corporations, are you listening? Yeah. That are located in a specific city. And they empower people around the world. But headquarters is over here. And headquarters dictate what's going on. The corporate is more powerful. That's why so many young men don't want to connect to an apostle. Because they don't understand that the corporate is more powerful than your local. Okay. Go ahead.
Samuel's anointing. Samuel's threefold anointing.
Samuel had a threefold anointing.
Samuel was a prophet.
Samuel was a prophet, a priest, and a king. Go ahead.
As a prophet, God's divine oracles.
As a prophet, God's divine oracles
were continually given to Israel. Unlike the days of Eli.
First Samuel 3:1, you read it. Because in the days of Eli, God started talking to Samuel. Are you listening? But he talked to Samuel in Eli's voice. Y'all not talking to me. God speak to you in a voice that you recognize. You listening? But then when Samuel recognized, I got this, the third time he came, he said, son, next time you hear that voice, tell the Lord, Lord, I got you. You listening? You know, there was a time in Bible days, there was no voice coming from heaven. I'm going to tell you right now, if a man is not hearing from God, he's not worth following. Okay.
Samuel was a priest.
As a priest.
Samuel ministered in the house of the Lord in Shiloh. Samuel was a king.
Samuel was also a king.
As a judge. He ruled in both the natural
and in the spiritual realm. Can I talk to you? Yeah. Everybody talk about, let me tell you what God wants to do. God wants to raise up men and women. Are you listening?
Yeah.
That the government will listen to.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why we have so much chaos in our government. Because they are not operating from an apostolic foundation. Kings in Bible days say, go call that man of God. Go call that man of God. Are you listening? Because, look at Pharaoh. What happened to Pharaoh? Pharaoh had all these soothsayers, all these magicians. They were doing all kind of stuff when he had the dream. But nobody could satisfy. Nobody could interpret the dream until they found a man sent from God whose name was Joseph, who was also a type of Christ. And Joseph interpreted his dream. Talk to me. And what did Pharaoh say? Well, hell, none of y'all Negroes could do it. Joseph, you over everything. Okay, go ahead.
He kept the people under God's rule and
spiritual protection. Samuel kept the people under God's rule and under God's spiritual subjection. 1 Samuel 7:13. 1 Samuel 7:3-4. 1 Samuel chapter number 7, verses 3-4.
And 1 Samuel 7:14.
Those are references. Go ahead, read, sir.
Samuel's anointing can be imparted into an individual.
Samuel's anointing can be what? Imparted into an individual. You want an impartation. Go ahead.
During his lifetime, Samuel anointed two men to be king of Israel.
Samuel anointed only two men to be kings over Israel.
One was Saul. And the other was David.
And the other one was who? David.
Saul was anointed with a flask of oil.
Notice this now, pay attention, with a flask of oil.
There is an anointing that does not cost our lives. David was anointed with a horn of oil.
King David, was anointed with a horn of oil.
This anointing poured out of the horn.
This anointing was poured out of the horn.
And its symbolism symbolized. That it will cost our whole lives.
That it will cost you your whole life.
Like it cost that animal from which the horn was taken.
And see, Saul, go ahead, sir.
Saul was men's choice.
Saul was whose choice?
Men's choice.
After the flesh. Yeah. Read.
But David was God's choice. Saul represents what?
The flesh.
But David, the what?
Wow. Spirit. See, even when Saul, see, a flask of oil, are you listening?
Right.
When he poured it, just came right on out. But when he was trying to anoint other people with the horn, the oil wouldn't flow. Because he wasn't the one. The oil can only flow on the one. Okay.
Though both men were anointed by Samuel. Yet only David went on into the fullness of Samuel's anointing. Samuel's anointing. Can be placed also upon a group of men. Samuel's mantle of anointing was placed upon an entire group of men.
And each one of them prophesied. Now, see, when you come into the presence of a real prophet, it'll make you want to prophesy. Are you listening? We're talking about a mantle now. We're talking about an anointing. We're talking about something that cost a person their life. Go ahead.
His anointing covered David from the murderous spirit.
Samuel's anointing covered David from the murderous spirit
of Saul
and his men.
That prophetic mantle provided divine protection for David.
Okay. Are y'all seeing anything here? That's why you better have apostolic government and covering.
All right.
Because if you are connected properly, oh my goodness. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That connection can preserve you.
All
right. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. You'll see it. You heard Apostle talking in the last class.
Yeah.
Then here's the answer. Get connected.
Yes, sir.
So you can be corrected and protected.
Amen.
Go ahead.
The mantle of Samuel's anointing. Subdued the power of the murderous spirit in Saul. Exposed the power of satanic activity in Saul.
It exposed the power of satanic activity in Saul.
quickened the gifts inside Saul.
And it quickened the gifts inside Saul.
Enlarged his spirit to contain more of God.
And enlarged his spirit to contain more of God.
The fullness of the anointing is to break the yoke.
The fullness of the anointing is to do what?
Break the yoke.
Break, remove burdens, and destroy yokes. Go ahead.
Samuel's anointing could cover a geographical area.
Samuel's anointing could also cover a what? Geographical area. So you know what that tells you? God is a God of order. Yeah. Are you listening? You can't go into somebody else's jurisdiction. Thank you for your enthusiasm. That's why the church need to understand coming together under apostolic government so that you don't operate outside of your you can't go into another area that God put somebody else over and do your own thing. Okay, Paul and Peter. Peter was the apostle to the Jews. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. Right. When Peter and them start acting up, Paul say, time out.
Right.
I'm the apostle to the Gentiles. Right. We're going to deal with this. Because
yeah.
An apostle can deal with an apostle, right. Not a church member.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Samuel's anointing was a governing force.
Samuel's anointing was a governing force
over the spiritual climate of Israel.
Over the spiritual climate of Israel.
He did the spiritual policing in the heavens.
He did the spiritual policing in the heavens.
As he prayed.
As Samuel prayed.
The heavens opened.
The heavens opened.
And God intervened in the lives of his
And people. God intervened in the lives of people. Do you know how many people would be destroyed? I mean, do people read the Bible? God told Moses, Moses, this is a stiff-necked and a rebellious people. I tell you what I'm going to do, Moses. I'm going to wipe all of them out. And I'm going to give you a whole new set. Now, you know that couldn't have been some of us. Lord, do it. Nike. Because I'm tired of them myself. And I sure could use a fresh batch that's not going to be butting me like a goat that I could lead and train. But no, that's not what Moses did. Moses went into intercession. Are you listening? And told God, now God, come on now God, you know what the people are going to say about you? You know what they're going to say about you, God? Okay, you spiritual, but this is what they're going to say about you. You brought this people out of Egypt, and you couldn't take them to the promised land. Those same people caused Moses not to be able to go into the promised land. Somebody say, if it had been me, I'd have took the friend. when you love people. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Samuel's anointing was also a governing force.
Was also a governing force
over the natural realm.
Over the natural realm of Israel. Okay. Everybody, read chapter 18.